Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look ahead to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. And the Indiana Hoosiers, fresh off that win against Kentucky, will go up against North Carolina. Mark Pegram joins us from Rivals.com. He covers the Hoosiers. Give us an inside look at Tom Crean's crew. How are you, my friend?
Good to be here. Looking forward to this week.
All right, let's get some house cleaning out of the way here. Robert Johnson, how is his ankle, and is he going to play against the Tar Heels?
It's very much up in the air because Tom Crean said he's iffy. That's usually a bad sign. He has had a high ankle sprain, which is really the toughest one to have. You really need to sit out several weeks. And he came down on it the wrong way late in the first half and was walking with a pronounced limp the rest of the game, did not play in the second half. You know, I could see him possibly giving it a go, but he puts a lot of lift in his jump shot. I just don't see him being the same player, even if he plays. So that's going to be a real blow for Indiana.
Coming off that win against Kentucky, I know the history between the two schools. If you could give us a little bit of a primer on the history of the two schools and how they just kind of discontinued their rivalry and actually what this win meant to the Indiana program.
Well, Indiana hadn't had a marquee win in the NCAA tournament in a few years. Hadn't beat a higher seeded team, and this got it done. And that the double bonus, because they did it against Kentucky, the team that had knocked them off in the Sweet 16 and had refused to play Indiana at home anymore, which was the basis, I think, for the ending of that long-time series just 4 years ago. It ended with, Indiana with a huge win, Christian Watford shot and so forth, and they really liked playing those games in Bloomington. But John Calipari really wanted to do it at neutral sites, and Indiana did not agree, and so that led to the parting of the ways. And so, only the NCAA tournament has brought them together since.
So when Tom Crean got to Indiana, he takes over a program that was kind of in a mess. He gets them back up a little bit, and then they kind of goes back. Then I keep hearing that he's on the hot seat, and he really had to do something in this tournament. How hot was that seat for Tom Crean this year?
It was pretty warm, especially after they really stunk it up in Maui and lost two games, including one to Wake Forest and UNLV, teams that didn't even come close to making the NCAA tournament this year. And then came home and promptly were blown out by Duke in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The thing was, they weren't playing any defense back then. And somehow, in the month after that, he got the players to buy in to play in defense. They played a little bit more focused and quietly turned it around. And the rest of the nation began to notice, in February. But it happened in late December. Maybe in the middle of that Notre Dame game, they were down 16 points in the middle of the second half and somehow come out with a victory. And that built their confidence. And from that point on, they've been a really good team and probably were underseeded at number five.
In terms of being on the hot seat in Indiana, is it all about wins and losses, or is there things that he does that rubs people the wrong way? Or is it just, hey, we're Indiana, we're used to being really good, and we need you to be on another level?
Well, Indiana fans, a little more sophisticated. They really get in their X's and O's, and they criticize substitution patterns. They really get into the NCAA performance, and right now Tom Crean has never taken a team past the Sweet 16. They just have high expectations of what they see, and they didn't like the defense. They didn't like him trying to switch defenses in the middle of possessions between zone and man. There were a lot of things that kind of, brought the ire, especially of the older fans that have lived through the Bob Knight days and those well-schooled teams in the 70s and 80s. They have high expectations for the program with those five national titles. It's just the way it is at some programs. And even though he hasn't been up there in a while, they still think that they can be as good as anybody.
Mike Pegram joins us, Rivals.com, on the Indiana Hoosiers will take on North Carolina. All right, let's get into this game. The point guards, Yogi Ferrell against Marcus Paige. How different are these two guys and what they do for their respective teams?
Well, Yogi is smaller and quicker, a much better shooter. Well, Marcus has the length and is a tremendous passer and does a lot of other things. So they are a little bit of a contrast. They go back to the same class. They were both McDonald's All-Americans together. They're both from the Midwest. They know each other really well. So we're really looking forward to seeing them match up. because there was a lot of debate in high school who was the better guy, because they always ranked really close to each other.
Yeah, haven't they played together a lot? I read somewhere where they've kind of grew up together, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, Indiana and Iowa, are close together, so they would meet in a lot of Midwest AAU tournaments, and then as they became top 25 players, they would get together at All-Star games and some of the things that, bring top-ranked players together. And because they were point guards, you tend to gravitate to the same guys at the same position. And they're both, really sharp guys and know each other well.
North Carolina is a pretty complete team, but one of the faults that they have coming in, or one of the Achilles' heels, is their perimeter defense isn't very good. Is Indiana's three-point shooting good enough to take advantage of that?
Yeah, Indiana's probably, I think, the best shooting team in the nation. Now, without Robert Johnson, it takes a step down. But, the numbers show, that how well a shooting team they are. They didn't have a great shooting game in Kentucky and still won, which is a good sign for them. They were terrific in the first round. They hit 63% of their threes against Chattanooga. They broke the school record with 19 threes in one Big Ten game. Actually, it was a Big Ten record. You really don't find a better shooting team. And a lot of that is because Yogi Ferrell has that drive and dish ability, and they also have a presence in the paint in Thomas Bryant, so you can get all inside-out threes. So they're really dangerous in that regard. They have, it may be a case of, can their threes overcome the size and the post scoring from Carolina?
Yeah, I was going to get to that size situation for North Carolina. Where is the answer for Indiana to that situation for the Tar Heels?
Well, I think Thomas Bryant can't get into foul trouble. It's been a little bit of an issue for him in the NCAA tournament and other games. He picked up two against Kentucky, and they kind of weathered the storm. The answer, I don't know. In the starting lineup, you look at the matchup, somebody's going to take advantage of maybe Colin Hartman or whoever Indiana puts at the four position across from Thomas Bryant. But OG Anunoby, a freshman, is 6'8", and really about 235 now. And he's about the best defensive player I've ever seen in Indiana. He made the huge plays against Kentucky down the stretch with blocks on Jamal Murray. He can guard, I think, anything from a four to a point guard. And, has really come on and been that defensive lift. And one of the reasons that Indiana's improved his defense since early December.
Mike, I want to get back to the season, because you mentioned a couple of times this year where Indiana didn't look the part. All in all, is this a surprise that they're here, or did you sense that this team was good if they got things together and could put out a season like this?
Well, you have to remember that they were around 15th in the nation in the preseason polls. They brought in a lot of talent. They kind of found the missing piece when they recruited Thomas Bryant, a 6'10 McDonald's All-American who's now like second or third in the country in field goal percentage. So they kind of found that missing piece. It's just they came out and just fell flat. And everybody thought, well, they can't play defense. And last year they did struggle all year guarding people. The potential was there. I think when they started blowing teams out in the Big Ten in the first 2 weeks, that was like, hey, this is at least they're passing the eye test for a really good team. And the seeding was because of what happened in non-conference. They didn't really beat anybody except Notre Dame, and they had a little unbalanced Big Ten schedule. But normally, they went 15-3 in the Big Ten. That's a huge deal. And, they were, but for a long time, nobody thought that this team was just going to, not realize its potential because they couldn't guard people. They figured that out.
Does Tom Crean have the complete attention of his team? And what I mean by that, coaches, there are guys that just the players will just fight for all the time. Does Crean have that with his Hoosiers?
Yeah, I think this group he does. And really, I think he did last year. 2 years ago, he lost that team a little bit, and then they didn't even make the NIT. But he has the focus of this team, and maybe that early season, those early season troubles, got the guys thinking that they had, they did have things in control and they had to really listen to what the coaches were saying. And they gutted it up. And they do have great senior leadership from Yogi Ferrell, Max Biefeld, Nick Seisloff. That's really kind of gotten them through those early rough patches.
Mike Pegram again, Rivals.com on the Indiana Hoosiers. We'll take on North Carolina in the Sweet 16. Great talking to you, Mike. Great insight. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right, coming up next, Brock Osweiler is a Houston Texan. Why is he a Houston Texan? Bob McNair came up with a really interesting reason as to why the former Bronco is in Houston. I'll tell you what it is next. Yahoo Sports Radio.